time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five. You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories. Here's Doug Franz and Ron Wolfley.
Good morning, Vince. Hopefully your day off goes pretty well. He'll still come in and work, though.
Leading off at number five.
Number five this morning is what's going on with the Phoenix City Council. If you didn't realize, today is the day. The Phoenix City Council will hold a vote, and it's a very contentious vote. A lot of people don't like it. $230 million renovation. Here's why a lot of people don't like it. If they're going to build a new arena, that's got to be approved by you, the taxpayers. Since you're renovating city property, you don't get a vote in it. You can support or complain. You can vote people out or vote people in that agreed with you or disagreed with you, but you don't really get a say. $230 million, city pays for $150, the Suns pay for $80 million plus any cost overruns. The vote is today.
Well, you have to make the decision. Do you want the Suns to be downtown or somewhere else?
Number four.
Number four this morning is what happened yesterday. Coyotes had a two-goal lead and then were dominating the second period even though they didn't score. I mean, just dominating and then whoop, got run over by four straight goals by Boston. Coyotes did score again to make it 4-3. Had an unbelievable third period, but didn't get it done. They lose 4-3 in Boston.
All year long, the Coyotes have been one of the most dangerous teams in the NHL. Just ask some of the teams they've played. The Nashville Predators, by way of example, right? Mm-hmm. The Tampa Bay Lightning, the Capitals. Up and down. Volatility is the word of the season for the Coyotes. Where's the consistency?
Next game for the Coyotes against your Sabres, coming up tomorrow at 5 o'clock on ESPN 620 AM.
Number three!
Number three, boy, is this interesting. Number one, a report out of the Boston Globe that the Diamondbacks have kind of keyed on Jackie Bradley Jr. as their center fielder, and they would get 2 years of control, and the Red Sox have not said no yet. Just interested in listening.
More on this as the show unfolds.
And Torrey Lovello?
Yes, I had spoken to Mike about reconsidering several times. But as I was getting informed through the process, I know why Mike did that, and I trust the reason why he did that.
So do I. Mike Hazen is a very, very smart guy. And although this sucks buttermilk, always you can cut it. I trust the guy.
How about that? Torrey Lovello admitting, yeah, I tried to talk him out of trading Paul Goldschmidt.
Number two!
Number two, Cardinals, Falcons coming up on Sunday. And we thought one of the few chances for the Cardinals to win after their game against Detroit. Now, who's really on the clock? Who are you watching? Who are you staring down in that game?
Number one!
And the number one thing you need to know about this morning.
The fans here will enjoy a San Antonio victory. It'll be three in a row. They've scored 111 points, and they defeat the Suns. The final score, San Antonio 111, the Phoenix Suns 86. Spurs win it.
One of the most shocking things about last night's game for me is that the whole Suns-Spurs thing on the court is dead. I didn't know anybody out there anymore. On their huge performance Monday, what just happened on Tuesday as the Suns fall back to their old ways? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.